Viter in Shaspir and Bava Messiah Daf Chav, picking up on Chav Hema Bez, but about a page, but a Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Zucked, the Heilige Mishnah. Matzah Begal, let's say you find some sort of lost object in a Gal. A Gal is a, Rashi says, Gal Avonim, Michoma Shanafel. You have a wall that fell down, and you have this pile of stones now, and the stuff that fell over there, Ubekosel Yashan, or in an old wall. Hare Elu Shalom, you get to go and you get to keep these things. Rashi says, but Gemara Mefarshes going to explain why. Matzah Bekosel Chadash, you find it in a new wall. Obviously, there's a hole there. Mechetzia Ula Vilachutz, if they're found from the middle of the wall and out, then, shalom, you got to keep the stuff there. But if it's the middle of the wall and in, shalom alabais, then it belongs to the owner of the house. Rashi explains, you're talking about a hole that goes from, you know, you're walking by somebody's house and there's a hole in the wall that goes straight through into the person's house. So what we're saying is if it's from the, you know, half of that area and out, then we're talking about someone who was just around, was walking by, put something in there, and he forgot about it. Therefore, you can keep it. But if it's chesed lefnim, then it means it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So therefore, you can't go ahead and you can't take it. That's something in his house. Right? So you better leave it alone. If I am maskiro lacherim, I feel a pesoch HaBayis, hare elu shalom. Let's say I have an Airbnb. I rent out this place all the time, and now I go in and I find something that's even in the house itself. I can go and I can keep it. Rashi says the lawyer do it. The man ninu a bottle of nusa. No, should they give a puff? I feel a matzah pesach habayis. Says right. So you find a set of Rishal, I get to keep it. Says hey, like a gemara tana. We learned in a brisa. Bepreshi yachal lomelo shel amoriam hein. If you find something that's in a pile of stones or in an old wall, then you go, you can keep it because you say that this is of the Amoraim. Rashi Shal Rishu Avosenu Hayu. The ones that give over they were Moorish, they give over this heritage to our land to our forefathers. It belonged to the Amoraim and the ones that lived over there. Yeah. Frank the Gemara, you're relying on the fact that maybe would belong to them. What do you want to say? That Atu Amirim Matsnea Yisrael Lametzia, only Amirim hide things there and Jews don't hide things in the wall? We're talking about here when there's half in the wall towards the house itself. Rashi says, Mechetzel Lefnim Amai Shalom, why do you get to keep it? Hare Balabai Zem Mishtamish. Mishtamish Bazeh Kamashanim, he's living in the house for many years. How could you take it? Says Gemara, Lo Tzricha, peep turn the page. Chafav, the Shasich Tvei. We're talking about a case where it's Shasich Tvei. Rashi explains that Helu Chaluda Rabba. There's a lot of rust on it. The Kulehai Lo Shavaglu. It wouldn't have been from the Jew that's living over there. It wouldn't have been so rusty. Next, we said, because the Chavis is in a new wall, you get to keep it, if you find a knife in the wall, it goes according to the handle, and a wallet, or like some sort of purse, it goes by the straps. So if the handle of the knife is facing the Rishis Rabbim, then you get to keep it. If it's just a Yachid, so then obviously the Baal HaBayis put over there, and also we can say that the wallet goes according to the straps of the wallet. Ve'elam asisa l'katani, mechatsu l'chot shalom, mechatsu l'ftim shal Baal HaBayis. Aye, but in our Mishnah, which says that if it's from the half of the wall and out, it's the one who finds it, and if it's half of the wall in, it belongs to the person who is the Baal HaBayis. And well, we have two different ways of figuring this out. Now, Alexia, let's just take a look and see. If it's something that's on the outside, why are we saying that if it's halfway in, halfway out, just see which way the knife is facing? And so the Gemara, we're talking about two different stuff over here. Masnisin beudra venaska. Our mission is talking about udra and naska. Rashi says udra is muchin, which is like balls of flax or linen or something like that, and naska is plata shelzav. It's like a bar of silver. So we're just talking about stuff that's like fabric or a type of bar that you don't know which side it came in from, and therefore it goes whether it's half in or half out. Tanya im hayakosel memula mayhen. If the wall was filled with this stuff, then Cholkan, they split it half and half. The half that's on the inside goes to the Baal, half goes to the Baal HaBayis, half goes to the other one. Rashi says, memula min hachifet shemachzel shel rochav hakosel. It's filled up with that thing over there. Frek the Gemara, pshita, obviously. What are you talking about? No, lo tzricha, the mishafa b'chad gisa. Or let's say the wall is leaning towards one side, and therefore it's going in that direction. By all the time, the stuff is falling towards it. By all the time, you would have thought that the stuff that's put in the top half would be it slid down. It spilled down to the rest of it. Therefore, you could just give it to the side of the hole that's higher. Come on, Shmuel, and come say, no, you go ahead and you split it. Next part of the Mishnah, Hoya Maski Rolachem, we've rented dollars of Fila Basucha Bias, and if it's inside of the house, I really show you get to keep it. Vamai, Lizzo Basabas, why don't you go according to the last person that was renting over there? Milo Tanah, today we learned in the Mishnah in Shkalim. Whoa, throwback to a bunch of Pesachs ago. That most, that's what we did Shkalim, I think it was like three, right, two, whatever it was, three Pesachs ago, four, I don't know. Moshe Nimsu Lefnei Sochei Behema, if you have some Kishmani money, that's found by a animal dealer, someone who sells an animal. So I says, "Bishlamim, Bishlamim." We're talking about laolam meiser. We assume that this is money of meiser sheni. Rashi says laolam bein b'shasa regel bein shol b'shasa regel meiser. Sherov basar hanecha b'shalayim meiser. Most of the money that was used or to buy the animals are of meiser sheni. Lefisha in adam shol b'shalayim atchi yochel komas esav. And no sin most meiser laani laani yair olav of shoshri yair. So people go in and take that money and they bring it up over there and they would leave it there, the money over there. So most of that money was considered ma'aser sheni. Harabais, we find that in Harabais itself, then we say what? That's considered chulin. Rashi says, "Vafilu b'shasa regel, v'alfa b'shirov mos shebeir ma'aser sheoli regalim mevien mos ma'aser sei and lachlam lo shafkinu and ruba d'shasa vazlin and b'shasa regel." El Arminan Milafnea Regal Nafalu Kan Vechulin. We say this came from before the Regal, and therefore it's considered Chulin Ubi Yerushalayim. But the stuff that's found in Yerushalayim, what were we talking about before? Oh, in other places of Yerushalayim, it says Bishai Shvakim HaShaba. Then Bishai Vashashanu Chulin. The rest of the time of the year, it's considered Chulin. The Rof Mosh, Rashi says Shabir Chulin. Kishasa Bishasa Regal, Makol Meiser. If it's because Rashi says Rof Meiser of the year, Meiser. Most of it is Meiser. So by the animal dealers, it's ma'aser sheni. By the mikdash, by the azara, it's considered chulin. And by the rest of the shvakim, we consider it depending on the time of the year what it is. Now, va'amar of Shmaya bar Ziri, my time. What is the reason that if you find it, the coins other places in Shalim during the shalosh regalim, we say that it's ma'aser sheni. Why don't we just say it was sitting over there from the beginning before it happened, and therefore the stuff was just regular money? Just like we found that when you find it on the Harabias, that's not considered either. Says Gemara, whole Vishuki Rishalayim was still in the Skabir Choyom. Since they clean it up, they sweep it up every single day. They would go and they would clean it. Alman Rina, Kamoy, Kamoy, Ozli. The first stuff that was there is already gone. It's finished. Rashi says, Ve'im Naflu Sham, if they're regular, Kfar Motsum Michab de Yashuk, the sweepers already found that. If Al Hara Bias, Ain Sorkh Le Skabir Choyom, they wouldn't clean it every day. Shein Titva Afar, Kulay Sham, but there wasn't really dirt over there. Mitok Shuhum Shupa was on a slant. Vod Shein Adam Nichlus Sham, but Minal Avak Shalrag, people come with their shoes or with dirt in their feet. Alma says Rashi, but Davish also this gabid. I mean, kame ozli v'hani achrinin. Everything else is gone. And this is the last person's. V'hani achrinin v'halchanami here also. In the Airbnb, when I walk in, the kame ozli, that's all gone. V'hani b'davasayu, and they say that the money that's in there really belongs to the very last person. So why do I get to keep it? Why don't I have to give it to the last person? And for the Gemara, Mir Shlakus b'shul b'kapara k'gon shaso pundik l'shloshi yisrael. We're talking about a case where he made this house. It was a place like a hotel for three yidden to live at the same time. We don't know which one that it fell for. Mashi says shloshi yisrael b'bas achas v'kol shkein emay ov d'kachavim u'misha nafal mimenu miyay shlodem miman navi. It's like a hostel. People come in and out. So therefore, you don't know whose it is. Shmami, no. We see from here, halachah b'shem ben Elazar, afil b'rov Yisrael. Throwback for previous dapim that we were trying to figure out whether what does he hold? Is it only rov Kananim get to keep it? Was a place where many people are there? Even if it's rov Yisrael, you get to keep it. So we see from over here the fact that you get to keep it. There's three yidden over there. Halachah b'shem ben Elazar, even when the rov the majority of Jews. Rashi says the avid demi. He's going to give him back the low miflage. The low miflage between David sheish bo simin leinu simin. He makes no distinction whether it's a simin or not a simin. This is Gemara. Ella, no, we're not getting an answer from this. Ella Rav Mishanya Minasha Bar Yaakov Kigonsha. So Pundik L'Shosha Ovdei Kochavim. We left off in Chavdal trying to figure out what the answer was, and here we have the answer. So it must be saying no. We're talking about a case here where it was made of three goyim there. Rashi says I did the Nakat Shosha Gabi Yisrael Nakat Nami Gabi Ovdei Kochavim V'Uadin Chad Ubelvatshe Acharon. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was an in for three goyim there. Even if it'd be one, we say the same din, but here we're in a parallel. The case we have, we said to put them for three goyim, therefore he gets to keep it. So now let's take a look. See, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, I feel the table shows you saw. You could even say, like Bar Kapara, I'm talking about a case where three yidden were staying in this hostel, but don't say it has anything to do with Rav Shimon ben Elazar. My time, what's the reason why you can keep it in this case? Because Ahud enough of Minim Yai, someone who dropped it is going to give up hope. Maimarba is going to say, Michvi Inish Achrino Lo Ava Ba'adi Elahani. He's going to say, no other person was with me except for these two. So one of them probably found it. Amri Kamayo Kamazimni Lehadruli. But I said many times there that they should give it to me, Velahadruli, and they didn't give it to me. Vahash Lehadri. Now suddenly they're going to give it to me. Either Tayla Adure, if they wanted to give it, Adurele, they would have given it back. For the fact that they didn't give it back to me, but the Tayla, they're having in mind they're going to steal it. Therefore, the guy's Miyayish, and therefore, when I come in afterwards, I can go and I can take it. Rashi points out, but if we're dealing with someone who loses something in a place where there's tons of people over there, and most of them are Yidden, then he's not going to give up hope over there, and he's going to wait till there's like the regal, and he's going to say his simon, and he's going to get it back. And therefore, this is not really a connection to connect to Rashi ben Elazar. Rashi says, Voltif it's only when the place where there's a lot of tons of people over there, the lawyer, the no one knows who it is. The Savar Ovid Mimar, Amar Ahu, Deishkach, Lo Yada, Mimi Nafla, he doesn't know who fell from. Ukshagia, regular Yachas, I was going to make it an answer. If I didn't say, I'll give a seven, I'll take it. Avalacha, the Odea, Lahu, Lakulu, he knows who it is. There's only two people over here. Tavinu, I was Tovea, them. Velo Odu, they didn't give up, they didn't admit to it. Yush Miyayish, Mimar, he's giving Miyayish, that he's not going to get it back. Rashi says, Amar Kamai, what is going to give it to me now? Of course not. And therefore, the person gives up hope from it. And therefore, when the Baal Had Airbnb comes back, he can go and he can get it simply because the people are already Miyayish. Ve Ozda Rav Nachman, the Tameh goes according to his own logic. Dom Rav Nachman, Ra Sela, if someone sees a Sela, beep, turn the page. He sees it fell from one of two people. People walking. Chayv La Achsis to give it back. My time of why? Hahud enough for me. Someone who dropped it, he's not giving up hope. He's going to say, Michti. Let's see. In a Shachrina, lo ava bahadi elahai. There's other person that was with me except for this person. Right, so I dropped the coin. Nikitna le v'amina le. I'm therefore going to go to him and I'm going to, v'amina le, I'm going to say to this guy, bra, onto the shakalte. You're the one who took it, you know, so give it back. Says Rashi, Misha bana le shvuas heses, mashbina shvuas heses, v'lo nashayish, miyad kishma mishamish, v'lo matzav, v'nimsa shabal liyad zeh, lefne yosh v'alocha kabaye, yosh shalom midas, is not considered yosh, and therefore, he wasn't miyayish yet, and therefore you have to go and you have to give it back to him. So the kid of amina le, I'm going to say, let's go, pay up. Rashi says he can bring him to Bezin and make him take a Shavuos Heses that he didn't go and take it. So since he could do this, he's not going to be Miyayish for it, and therefore he has to give it back to him. Bishlosha, so if I'm walking behind and I find that happened, fell from one or two people, I have to give it back. Bishlosha, if you have three people that are there, though, then Enu Chayv Lachzir, I don't have to give it back. To my time, why? Because I wouldn't offer the Minei, if I had the Miyayish, he's going to give up hope. Me remember, he's going to say, Michli, travel, but there's two people with me now. If I go to this one, I didn't take it either. So now I'm kind of stuck, therefore I'm going to be give up hope. And therefore you can keep it. Amarava, hi to Amar, Bishlosha, Enu Chayv Lachzir. When you're the three, you don't have to be Machzir. Lorman, Ella, the Lesbe, Shava Pruta, Lechol Chadvacha. That's only if there's not enough money over there that there's going to be a Shavapruta for each one of them. Aval ispei Shavapruta l'chol chad v'chad, but if there's going to be Shavapruta for each one, chayv l'hachzir, you have to return it. Why? My taima emar shutfin inu. Because we could say that the three people are shutfin, are partners in it, and lo miayishi, and therefore they're not going to give up hope and despair of getting it back. Rashi points out one step earlier, when there's three people over there, he can't go and cause them to be mashbia. Why? Rashi says, "Veinu yachal hashbio b'tayna shema she'ein nishboin b'tayna shema ela osa nishnuin b'mishna ve'el nishboin shelo b'tayna," etc. So therefore, he's not going to have to do it. Next, Rashi, "Emer shitvaninu b'selazu v'ne'emanim ze al ze," they trust each other, "ve'ena echad choshet his chaveru," he's not choshet his friend, "b'chelko u'lechi mishamesh b'kiso," when he feels his pocket for low matzah, he hasn't found it. Lo yish meimar amar, he's not going to give a hope. Meimar is going to say, "Echad min ha'shutin matzah, one of my shutin found it." Ulitzareni hu shosek v'nimtza kishabas liad ze lefna yosh. But I came to this person before yosh. He just wants to cause me pain. And but liado v'ha okim nekabai hilkach afal gav the sella davar shein bo simen hu chayav lach. Even there's no simen on the sella, you have to return it. Aval ki ein bo shalosh brutos. Manavshach, I shutfin hein bo, ein kan mishum ha-shavas ha-veda, vim shal echad mehen hu, o shal ha-shnayim, no ha-shu, v'amr chavrein hu zeh, ganav hu, the same ganav ishu, v'rein nishmat, v'amr lo lekachtiv echad bikem, lachu v'ganav hu mechavrein hu. So therefore, if it's less than that, you give the pope, you get to keep it. Ika de Amri, Amar Rava. Some said Rava said like this: Alpha gav de less be'ela shava shte prutos. Even in a case where the coin has a value of only two prutos, right? What did we say before? We said it had to have three prutos. Here we're saying even if it's only two prutos, chayv lach, so you have to go and return it. My time at emer shutfin inu, because we could say that there are partners. V'chad menayim, one of them achuli achle limanasei gabe chavre, and one of them was mochelet to the other two, so therefore ends up having two of them over there. V'yomarava, raw sela shenafla, we see a sela fell from a person. Noto lefnei yosh amanasel gozo, and he took it before the guy was miyayish in order to go and steal it. Rashi says, shalosh shah kadeh lamashmer, he said, so he didn't wait for the guy to check his pockets. Over bekulan, he is over in isur. All of these are following isurim. Mishum lo sigzal, don't steal. Umishum hashiv tishvim, you have to return it. Umishum lo sukhla salim, you're not allowed to go and literally hide yourself from it, like turn a blind eye to it. V'yafagav de chazor lacher yosh, and even though you return it after he was miyayish matana with the avle, it was a matana. V'yisur david avad the yisur that he did. This guy's over this. He's got to do tshuva now. Okay, now, if he took it before, it was Mayash in reference to return it, but after he was Mayash, he had a mind to go steal it over Mishama Shevti Shivim. He's over the Yisrael Shevti Shivim, that one alone. Let's say he waited until the guy was miyash, and then he went ahead and he took it. Ain't no over elam mishum lo suchel salam avad. The only issue he's over is lo suchel salam. You can't hide yourself from it, and always you got to go and return it. Amar Rava, hi man, the chazi denafel zuzi bechaver bechalsa. If you see a zuz falls from his friend and it fell into the sand, Rashi say helam enough over below suchel salam. Oh, I went backwards. Anyway, he sees that it fell into the sand. Rashi says, "Beina cholos v'atzchi uskali." He found it and he took it. Lo mechayv ladurile. He doesn't have to go give it back to him. My time, why? Ahu danaf me miayishu. When the guy who dropped it, he was miayish. Afgav the chasid asiul arba levakom arbel. And even though the one who found it sees that the owner went to go get Rashi says kavro kvara. He went to go get a sifter, and he wants to go try to get it back. We still say that he's saying, "Ki echi denafel min ididi," just like my coin fell from me, "Hacha nafel min shachrini," so too fell from others as well. Umishkach neimidi, we're ever going to find something over here. So when the guy's looking for it, it's not a rival that's looking for his own coin, and therefore you get to go and keep it. Zok, the next heilige mishnah, matzah b'chanut. Let's say you have a situation right now that you find it inside of a store. You find something inside of a store. Then what's going to be the din? Hare el shalom, you get to keep it. Rashi says, "Bedavar shein bo simen kai, dahu denaf mina miyayish shakon nechasam shalom." Because the person who drops it gives up hope because so many people are coming in over here. Bein atev over the chanvi. Let's say you found it between the counter and the storekeeper. Rashi says, Shachen v'ni yoshev l'fnea, v'tamid notel mimeno v'nosein l'fana, v'mocher mos, shenosein lo nosein l'teva, v'lo nafal shum davar, ela miyad chenvini. Only thing that would fall over there would be the chenvi. So b'na teva l'chenvi, shachenvi belongs to the chenvini. Right? He would sit in front of this counter and reach behind him to take the stuff to sell, and then he would take the money and he got and put it on this counter, and so anything that's between the counter and him was from him. Lefnei shulchani, but if it's found in front of the lefnei shulchani, there's a new case over here. In front of a money chain, you got the case over there. So it's like you walk over to a guy, and behind him was the goods. So it's if the money is between him and the goods, between his table over there, it belongs to him. But if not, then you get to keep it. If they shulchani in front of a money changer, Rashi says machlif mos v'nosim nat be'osa b'shulchan shalafanav ve'yavin hachif af hein nosin sham me'osehen. People go put their money over there also. So the way that it worked is that I would put a table and it would be me table then you, and both of us would put our money over there. So over there, il shalo, you get to go and you get to keep it. Rashi says, Dabinan min habayin naflu, for the people that were coming in, it was lost. Sharia shulchan mafsik bin ashulchani lamos, shenimso ve'im min ashulchani nafal, hayolahem limatze beino lekise, shashulchan munach aleihem. If it would be mine as a money changer, it would have fallen between me and the table itself. But the fact that it's on the table itself, now it fell from someone else. People may ask, some people coming in. But it was found between the chair and the money changer that the table is sitting on, then it belongs to me. If I go and I buy fruit, produce from my friend, or he sends me fruit, you find that there's money, you find there's coins in the with it, then I get to keep it. It's ruined, but if they're all bundled up, Rashi says, have a simon, o kesher, o minyan shemen, either the knot or the amount that's there, no tal machris, then you have to go and you have to take it and you have to announce it. Sakta Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afil Wunachan al Gabe Shulchan, even the coins that are on top of the counter itself, is Hareyu Shalom, Rash is near in Be'ene, the look of sin in Tsurin. Okay, fine. Afil Wunachan al Gabe Shulchan. Tanan, but we learned in a Mishnah. Lefnei Shulchan, if it's in front of the Shulchan, Hareyu Shalom, he gets to keep it. Ha al gabi shulchan de shulchani, which sounds like if it's in front of him, it sounds like it's Rashi says mashna al gabi kaka, it's on the ground. Hari al shul gets to keep, which means that ha al gabi shulchan de shulchani, if it's on the shulchan, it gets to keep of the shulchani. But in a seifa, bein kisi of the shulchani, shulchani, if it's between the where he's sitting and the actual table, then it belongs to the shulchani. But ha al gabi shulchan shalom, it belongs to him. Stira and mashmos. From here, we can't actually figure out an answer. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, ha minale. Where does Rabbi Elazar get his din from then? That if it's on the shulchan, it belongs to the person who found it there. Amarava mastisin kshise. So, well, the wording of our Mishnah is a little bit challenging. My iria detani bein a kisi le shulchani. Why is it he decided to say between the kise, the seat, the chair, and the money changer, shulchani, that it belongs to the shulchani? Listen, let it say ala shulchan. Let it say that it's on the shulchan. And the fact that it didn't say this, right, as Rashi points out, listening al gabi shulchan shulchani, v'kol shulchan b'dikisu shulchani. If it's on the shulchan, it says, then clearly it's going to be the other way. So therefore, since it didn't say that, it must be belongs to someone who found it. Inami, or maybe matzah b'shulchanos, the Mishnah should have said that someone who found coins, like, in the place where he works, you know, in the area where he's changing his money, that they belong to him. That is that inami, nisni b'resha, matzah b'shulchanos, k'diketani resha, matzah b'chanut, midenakat lefnei ha-shulchani, af ala shulchan memashma. So he's even on the shulchan itself. K'diketani resha, right, so back again. Matzah b'shulchanos, k'diketani resha, matzah b'chanut, shelo, if found in his store, belongs to him. The Mishnah would have said, like, similarly. So why is it decides to say if he found it, you know, in front of the Shulchan? It's coming to teach it. Even that's on the count of the thing itself belongs to one who found it. Elishma mina, afilu menachal gabi shulchan, arid shalom. Even if found on the Shulchan itself, it belongs to the person who found it. Halokeach bears mechaveru, someone who buys fruits from his friend. Amar Ishakish, right? So what did the Mishnah say over there? It said halokeach bears mechaveru, shesholach lo chaver peros, and you find money over there that belongs to him. If it was bundled up, then you have to go to and announce it. So it says, Amar Ishakish, Mishom and Bad, and lo shanu ella, the Chacham who said that he can keep it, is only teaching it when it gets to keep it, beep, turn the page, chav zayin, belokeach men a tagar, where he's buying the stuff from a tagger, from a merchant who got it from other people. In other words, it's like one big chain there. Rashi says, sha'af hu lakach tavua mizu me'anashim harbi. It goes through many hands. V'lo yediya d'man ninu. He doesn't know whose it is. V'kevin d'les b'simen, the person's going to give a poem from it. Aval b'lokech me'balabayis. You buy it from somebody, you know, one individual, chayv d'achs, you have to go give it back to him because that's his money. V'chein tana tana kamidu rav d'achman also said that lo shanu, that you didn't get, that you get to keep it. Elo b'lokech me'atagar. Avlokech me'balabayis, chayv d'achs, you have to go and announce it. Amar le'rav Nachman, v'chi balabayis ba'atzmo dashen. We're thinking, when do you have produce in there? Could be that you have like all different type of grain, wheat, barley, different stuff that's going on over there. So what, he's the one who went ahead and he was the one who was working the field. Rashi says, v'chu avchu atzmo dashes atvua azos halo polim harbi dashosa, as many workers that did it. In which case, how, why should we say it belongs to him? Maybe it's just like a tagger. Amar le'rav says to him, ismei. He says, I understand, what do you want from me? Rashi says, Ismaya, Asir Bryce Zoom, Igirsasi. I should go and remove this from my Bryces. Amalei lo. He says, no. Titarge Masnisa. Rather, explain it to me as follows. Kegon Shadashan de Avdov Shivchaso Kananim in a massive type of case where it was threshed by through his Avodim that are Avodim Kananim. Therefore, the stuff that's from the Kanani or Shivcha Kananis that belongs to the owner, and if that's the case, then when you go and you find it, Manav Shal Chefta, and that's going to give it back to him because it belongs to him. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.